万王之王的时候
，We say that Christ is the King of Kings，
在耶稣基督面前站起来。
Before Christ stood up，
为什么呢
？Why？
因为 I am King of England，
因为我是英国的王
，and he is King of Kings。
但是他是王中之王
，I'm your king, he's my king。
那我是那王，他是我的王
，he's the king, I'm small king。
他是大王，我是小王，
他是管理宇宙万物的王。
He's the one who manages the whole universe。
我不会在这个地上小的做，过年我就死了。
Only upon the planet of the earth, I'm ruling a small place, and I will die in a few decades。
感谢上帝
，It's the Lord。
福音是上帝的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God。
保罗明白希腊文。
And Paul understands Greek culture.
Paul 明白罗马文化。
Paul understands about Roman culture.
Paul 明白希伯来文化。
And Hebrew culture.
当他认识耶稣以后
，But after he knew Christ Jesus,
他觉得基督里面隐藏的东西比这些都更高。
He said that what's hidden in Christ surpasses all these things.
我刚才提到希腊四大美德
，I talk about four virtues of Greek.
到犹到罗马帝国的时候
，When it comes to Roman Empire,
最重要的是公义。
What is most important is righteousness.
因为希腊人影响罗马
，because the Greek influence the Romans.
罗马就发展他们的法律。
Romans developed their law system.
法律就提了义的问题。
Because legal system meant about righteousness.
所以用希腊文这个 dikaiosune 这个字。
dikaiosunos.
dikaiosune 这个字呢，就是义这个希腊文原来的字。
So in Greek, dikaiosune mentioned that's the righteousness in Greek.
保罗就用这个字。
And Paul used this word.
这个字原来是法。
Actually, this is the forensic language in the court.
什么意思
？What's the meaning?
法院要按照义的原则来处理事情。
In the court, you must do things with the righteousness principle.
为什么审判人呢
？Why to judge you?
因为他不义。
Because he's unrighteous.
为什么释放人呢
？Why want to release him?
因为他义。
Because he's righteous.
我为什么要这样做呢
？Why they must do such manner?
我要公义。
Because I must be righteous.
我怎么可以做审判官
？How can I be a judge?
我自己要有义。
I must have a righteousness.
如果我没有义
，If I don't have a righteousness，
我就不可以审判别人。
They cannot condemn others.
我审判别人的时候
，When I judge others，
要用义的原则。
I must use the principle of righteousness.
违背义的
，That which opposes righteousness，
应当受刑罚。
Must be condemned.
那些有义的
，That he will righteous，
应当受释放。
He must be released.
释放一个没有罪的人
，And to release someone who has no sin，
这个叫做称他为义。
That is to call him righteousness.
而对一个有违背义而受审判的人
，So one who has been unrighteous being judged，
这个叫做定他有罪。
We should have been condemned.
所以定他有罪
，to condemn him，
称他为义
，to justify him，
这就变成罗马书的主题了。
And this becomes the theme of the book of Romans.
保罗当然知道他是对谁写信的。
Paul, of course, knows that who that he writes to.
这本书叫做《罗马人书》。
This is called the Epistle to Romans.
因为他敢把这本书寄到罗马城去。
Because he dared to send this Epistle to Rome.
不是骗骗罗马那些笨人。
Not to cheat those who are fools.
他是让罗马甚至最高法院的人看这本书，他都知道他讲的到底是什么。
So that even to Rome and to the host who see the highest place in the church of this Rome will know what he says.
罗马的法院是很出名的。
And it's very famous with Roman court.
罗马讲公义是很出名的。
And also they talk about righteousness, which is
famous. 保罗就对罗马人传福音的时候提到这件事。
And Paul, when he was preaching the people of Rome, he said this.
他提什么呢
？What did he say?
上帝的义。
The righteousness of God.
上帝的义在这福音已经显明出来。
The righteousness of God is manifested in this gospel.
神的福音。
The gospel of God.
神的义。
Righteousness of God.
两件事好像很不一样的。
Two things look opposed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为按照上帝的义
，according to the righteousness of God，
我们都要死。
We must all die.
我们都要被定罪。
We must all be condemned.
因为按照上帝的义
，according to the righteousness of God，
都是违背神的公义的人。
We are the one who go against the righteousness of God.
按照上帝的福音
，but according to the gospel of God，
我们都因信可以得救。
Because of faith, we could be saved.
我们都不被定罪。
We are not condemned.
我们的罪都得着赦免。
And our sins are forgiven.
我们都可以回到主的面前。
Then we can come back to God.
这两件事不是相反的吗
？All these two things are they opposing? Are they not opposing?
这两件事不是矛盾的吗
？Are they not contradicting?
不是冲突的吗
？Are they not conflicting?
如果他们是冲突的
，If they are conflicting，
这些圣经怎么解释呢
？Then how we expound this word?
上帝的义在这福音上已经显明出来。
Then the righteousness of God in the gospel has been manifested.
所以这一节如果你随便读就过去。
If you just read carefully, you just pass.
你好好读，好好读的时候。
But when you read it carefully,
你知道这个不简单。
You know this is simple.
因为上帝的意义在这福音里面已经显明出来。
Because the righteousness of God upon the gospel has been revealed.
接下去说。
And what is it?
这个意义是本于信，以至于信。
And this righteousness is from faith to faith.
From faith to faith.
From faith to faith.
This is a righteousness.
神的义
，the righteousness of God is from faith to faith.
神的义乃是因信以至于信。
The righteousness of God is contained in the gospel.
神的义乃是在这个福音里面已经包含在里面。
Manifested by gospel.
乃是借着福音把它彰显出来。
Show to us.
把这光彰显出来。
上帝要把他的义向世人显明出来。
That the righteousness of God is being manifested to all mankind.
透过什么？
Through what?
透过这个福音。
Through this gospel.
所以现在我们要明白福音不是单单求目的。
So we want to think about the gospel not just for the purpose of it.
什么叫做求目的呢？
We want to ask for only purpose.
既然传福音就是救人，那我的目的就是上帝拯救我，我不管了。
So since preaching the gospel that man can be saved, so what I ask is only that I'm saved and that's it.
只要得到这个目的，
when I have this purpose achieved,
只要领受这个果效，
when I receive the result,
我感谢主救我了。
I praise God that He saved me.
保罗不是的。
Not with
Paul. 保罗说你不但要经历福音，
not only the experience the gospel Paul said,
你更要明白福音。
Then you want to understand the gospel.
你不但要信福音，
not only want to believe in the gospel,
你还要讲解福音。
You want to expound the gospel.
你不但领受福音，
not only you receive the gospel,
你要思想福音。
You must think of the gospel.
这样的这福音里面有上帝的义，你知道吗？
So this gospel has the righteousness of God, do you know?
这个义跟福音怎么可以配在一起？
Righteousness and gospel, how can it come together?
神是义。
God is righteous.
所以他一定审判人的。
So he must judge people.
神是福音主宰。
So he's the master of the gospel.
他一定要拯救人。
He must save.
审判人的神怎么变成要拯救人？
The God who judges, how can he be the God who saves?
福音里面有上帝的。
In the gospel, there's righteousness of God.
福音是出于上帝的爱。
But then gospel comes from the love of God.
义跟爱不是相悖的吗？
Righteousness and love, they are opposing.
不是相反的吗？
Isn't it opposing?
不是冲突的吗？
Are they not conflicting?
按照上帝的义。
According to the righteousness of God.
我要死。
I must die.
我要灭亡。
I must perish.
我被定罪。
I'm condemned.
我受咒诅。
I'm being cursed.
按照上帝的爱。
According to the love of God.
我的赦免。
I'm forgiven.
我的称义。
I'm justified.
我悔改。
I repent.
我相信上帝。
I believe in God.
一生和好。
I'm reconciled with God.
我领受他的生命。
I receive His life.
那么保罗这里讲什么呢？
What did Paul say here?
因为这义在福音里面显明出来。
Because this righteousness upon the gospel is being revealed.
所以这是很令我兴趣的一句话。
So this is someone that intrigued me.
现在我要大家思想在整个希伯来文化里面。
And the meditate together with the whole Greek culture.
讲到义这个字的时候，
when you talk about righteousness, this word,
到底里面隐藏着什么东西？
What kind of thing is being embraced?
当然，罗马人知道义是一个很重要的。
Of course, the Romans know that righteousness is important.
因为他们承受了希腊的文化。
Because they inherit the Greek culture.
在自己发展他们的法律。
And they develop their own legal system.
所以它是全世界最注意公义的一个国家。
For the whole world is the nation that places emphasis on righteousness.
那么罗马在义的基础上建立他们的统治世界的权柄。
So upon this righteousness, the Roman Empire developed the empire.
是真的成功吗？
Is it truly successful?
保罗在这里说，
Paul says,
我所讲的是上帝的义。
I'm talking about God's righteousness here.
不是人的义。
Not my human righteousness.
这里就高过一层，把神的本性提出来。
So it is higher level to expound the nature of God.
人为什么有义的观念呢？
How come men have the concept of righteousness?
每一个国家都有法律。
So every nation have the legal system.
我们有律法。
We have the legal system.
我们有司法。
We have the judiciary.
我们有行政。
We have also the administration of the law.
健全的法律的制度。
And that is the complete perfect legal system.
当你立法的时候，
When you have the legislate,
这个可以。
This can be done.
那个不可以。
That cannot be done.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？
Why?
司法的时候，
When you have the judiciary,
你既然没有照就行。
Since you don't do accordingly,
你触犯了第几章第几条？
And so the constitution article did not come against you,
所以应当受刑罚。
So you must be punished.
所以这个立法院、司法院、行政院，
So the legislation and also the administration and also the judiciary,
就是要把理念界的东西化成真正行动界的东西，然后处理统治界百姓的事情。
to transform something with an ideal expectation and then coming to governing.
没有一个国家政府不没有这个东西的。
And all nations have these three systems.
每一个国家都有法院。
So every of these nations have the court.
每一个国家都有监牢。
And also have the prison.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为人里面有义的要求。
Because men have the demand of righteousness in their
heart. 人里面有义的理念。
And also have ideal of righteousness.
人的社会里面有义的原则。
And also the principle of righteousness in the society.
义的理念原则要化成义的对付的行动。
And this ideal and principle of righteousness must transform into action.
现在印尼发生的事情是什么？
What happened in Indonesia?
就是百姓不相信法院。
That is now the people do not believe in the court.
所有的法官收了钱就转嘴巴讲另外一种话。
Because all the judges are so corrupt that they closed their lips.
所以前两个礼拜。
So 2 weeks ago.
在贾卡达的北部。
North of Jakarta,
有一个人抢了人家的东西。
A person robbed people's money,
给人发现了，抓出来。
And be captured.
是他抢的，是他抢的。
He's a robber.
他们不带他到警察那里去。
They didn't bring him to the police station.
不带他到法官那里去。
Not to the court.
他们就大家打他。
And beat him.
打完了，一个人用石油浇在他的头上。
And cover him with a petroleum.
其他的就点火把他活活烧死。
And then burn him to death.
你看世界变成这样了。
Such is
the world. 为什么呢？
Why?
他们不必交给警察没有用的。
Do not commit to the policeman. It's no use.
这个人把抢来的钱一部分给警察还是放走的。
Because what you have robbed, he gives some to the police station, he will release.
又再抢的。
And he will rob again.
我们自己把他烧死算了。
We burn him to death and that's the end.
好不好啊？
Is that good?
好。
Good.
有意义。
That's righteousness.
但是以后如果烧错人怎么办？
What happened if they burn the wrong person?
有意不公怎么办呢？
If you are righteous but you're not just.
如果有一个人排华。
If I want to accuse the Chinese,
他故意把他的仇敌中国人抓出来，十几个人抓，大家烧死他怎么办？
And you accuse someone who is Chinese and say, even this man, and then they kill him.
所以不可以没有法律的。
So you must have a law.
不可以没有法院的。
You must have a court.
不可以没有法官的。
You must have a judge.
要有立法院，要有这个司法院，要有行政院。
You must have the legislation. You must have the administration of the laws. You must have a judiciary.
这些东西都是需要的。
All these things are needed.
但是请问这些执行的人？自己里面怎么样？
And what about those who enforce the law? What happened to their inner heart?
所以保罗这句话很重。
And Paul this word is very heavy.
他不是不知道义。
He of course knows about righteousness.
他懂得罗马的义。
Because he knows about legal system of Rome.
他是罗马公民。
He is a Roman citizen.
他懂得希腊的观念。
He knows the concept of Greek.
因为他是用希腊文写这本书。
Because he wrote this book in Greek.
他懂得希伯来的文化。
He knows about Hebraic culture.
他生在犹太的家庭。
Because he was born in a Jewish family.
从小学旧约的律法。
Since he was young, he learned about legal system of
Rome. 最大的教授加玛列门下受训。
Gamaliel, he was under his foot.
这个是国际的高级知识分子。
He was an international universal intellectual.
宇宙性的法律专家。
Universal legal expert.
他讲义的时候讲什么呢？
When he talk about righteousness, what did he say?
上帝的义。
God's righteousness.
在福音上显明出来。
That's being manifested upon the gospel.
保罗说你不必跟我讲人的义。
Paul said, you don't tell me about human righteousness.
我都知道。
I know.
我现在要告诉你们的是超过人的义的上帝的。
What I want to speak to you is God's righteousness that surpasses human righteousness.
我是很受吸引的。
I was being accepted.
上帝的义。
God's righteousness
在这福音上已经显明出来。
That in this gospel it is revealed.
这个上帝的义到底在讲什么？
Then righteousness of God, what's the meaning?
所以我先提上帝跟义的关系。
So I want to mention about God and righteousness, what kind of relation they have.
神是义的本体。
God is the substance of righteousness.
God is a subjectivity of the righteousness.
神是义的本体。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为义不是思想界的东西。
Because this righteousness is something that belongs to the ideal world.
义者就是神自己。
The righteous one is God himself.
所以他与我们不一样的地方。
So one thing is different with us.
我们可以想一套做另外一套。
We can think about one thing but do another thing.
神不是如此。
Not with God.
因为他是义的本体。
Because the subjective
他就是义。
He's righteous.
他行的一定是义。
What that he does is
在
righteous.
他里面没有不义。
In him there's, there's no unrighteous.
绝对不会做不义的事情。
He will learn something which is not righteous.
这一位神才叫做神。
This God is called God because of that.
我有一些人一讲到上帝，大家哈哈，这个 时代还要信上帝，因为他想象的上帝是天上一个老公公。
That people who now that want to believe God in this modern age, they thought that God is the old man in the heaven.
所以你对他传福音你要信上帝。
So you must believe God is saying.
他说你有没有搞错啊
？Are you something wrong？
快要21世纪啦。
Already coming to 20th century.
你要信那个上帝
？How can you believe that God？
里面还有上帝
？Is there a God there？
他以为上帝就是他想象的天上一个老公老的半死，他就是上帝。
You thought that God is something in his imagination, an old man in heaven？
我告诉你不是的。
No，
上帝就是义的本体。
God is subjectivity of righteousness，
有生命的义的本体。
And also the subjectivity of righteousness was life，
而且是一切生命源头的生命。
And also is the source of all life，
一切公义观念的原本体。
And also the subjectivity of the source of all concept of righteousness，
original substance of the subjectivity and the source of all concept of righteousness。什么意思呢？
What is the meaning？
就上帝按照自己的形象样式造人的时候，人才能够照他那样想到公义的问题。
That's because God has created mankind according to the likeness and image of him. That's why man, according to the righteousness of God, can think about righteousness.
所以我们义的观念你也有，我也有。我们妈妈没有给我们，是生下来就有。
So the concept of righteousness, you and I have it, but the mother never gave it to us, but we're born with it.
你的妈妈生个 baby 出来的时候，是不是放一点义、爱？他没有办法放的。
When a mother gives birth to a baby, does she put a little bit of love and righteousness and everything? There's no way she can put it in.
你妈妈也不知道要生出一个怎么样的人出来。
And your mother doesn't know what kind of baby she gives birth to.
生出来是一个人啊，他就很快乐。好在不是一只猫，就是。
And what's so happy is not a cat but a baby.
那么人生出一个人出来。
A man giving birth to a man.
人里面有的。
And what the man has
被生出来里面的人也有。
And also what's being born also has.
那么你妈妈也不知道怎么会怎么有的。
And your mother doesn't know why that she has.
有的妈妈看孩子比自己读书从前更聪明更厉害，她就吓了一跳，怎么会啊？
Someone's mother feels very astonished. Why is that their own children can be more intelligent?
我从前读书在长江留级，孩子这么厉害啊。
And in the past I used to be retained in my class. How can my children be so clever?
到底谁把他弄成这么厉害？
Who make him so clever?
我告诉你，神造人。
God created man，
所以神是义。
And that's why God's righteous。
按神形象造的人，里面就有义的观念。
And he is created after the image of God, also have this concept of righteousness。
神是义的本体。
God is subjectivity of righteousness。
大家说，神是义的本体。我们只有义的观念。
We only have a concept of righteousness。
所以你不要以为你可以想出一个神出来。
Do not think that you can imagine a God.
那样的神不是神。
That kind of God is not God.
是原来的神把义的观念放在里面给你想，你才能想出义的事情。
Is that God who has put this concept of righteousness in earth, and that's why you can think about righteousness?
第二样。
The second.
神不但是义的本体。
Not only that God is the subjectivity of righteousness.
神是启示我们。他是以义来行事上。
And God is the one who revealed to us that he do according to righteousness.
所以他不但是义的本体。
Not only his subjectivity of righteousness.
他将义启示给人的启示者。
He is the revealer of righteousness.
第三样。
The third.
这位神呢。
This God.
在启示中间给我们看到。
In his revelation he allowed to see.
他是以公义执行审判。来对付全地的上帝。
That it is in righteousness, he executes his righteousness to judge the whole world.
所以全世界还没有任何一个国家有法律以前。
So even before any nation in the world has a legal system,
亚伯拉罕讲一句话。
Abraham said,
我是吓了一跳的。
I was so surprised.
亚伯拉罕讲什么呢？
What did he say?
审判全地的上帝。岂不行公义吗？
God who judges the whole world, doesn't he practice also righteousness?
你说这句话很简单，不必查字典我就懂了。
It's so simple, I don't even check dictionary and understand every word of it.
我告诉那是差不多4000年以前亚伯拉罕讲这句话。
It was about 4000 years ago that Abraham said this.
The God who judges over the whole world, shouldn't he judge with the justice?
那审判这个世界的他岂不是以义行事吗？
上帝要用义审判全世界的人。
That God will use righteousness to judge the whole world.
这种观念在所有的宗教里面都没有的。
This type of concept does not exist in any other religion.
只有在圣经。
Only in the Bible.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
在孔子的观念没有上帝公义审判全地，没有这个事。
In the concept of Confucius, there's no such thing that God will judge the whole world with righteousness.
那我们中国人也了解这个观念一点点。
And of course, we Chinese understand a little bit of this concept.
怎么了解呢？
How do we understand?
就是你犯法跑来跑去，结果跑不掉。
So when you sin everywhere they run, you cannot escape from the sin.
因为有一个法律的原则在全世界运行。
Because there is a legal principle that operates in all the world.
虽然看不清楚，但是跑不掉。
Even though you cannot see clearly, you can run away from it.
中国人想出这一句话怎么表达出来
？And Chinese think about it, how to explain this concept.
结果怎么样讲
？And what is it?
天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
And then the 对不对 ？Heaven and net cannot go loose, so with any escape you can go.
这句话在表达什么的？
What does it say?
表示了天地之间有一个原则。
That in whole heaven and earth there's a principle.
是义的原则。
There's a principle of righteousness.
怎么跑也跑不掉。
But how you run, you cannot escape.
虽然很疏松。
Even though it's so loose.
但是你逃不掉。
There's no way you can escape from it.
天网恢恢啊。
The heavenly net is loose.
疏而不漏。
Yeah, it's loose, but it will not let go.
佛教的观念也有的。
And also Buddhist has of this concept.
但是他怎么表达出来的
？How did he express?
善有善报，恶有恶报。如果不报，时间没到。
There's distribution of the goodness and also evil. If it doesn't being retributed because the time hasn't come yet.
这里是提的报的事情的。
这个retribution，
报什么意思呢
？What is retribution？
你该受的，你应当要吃果子。
What that you need to receive, you will deserve it.
这是因果律跟公义律所结合起来的一种表达。
This is something about the cause and also result that come together with righteousness.
宗教不可能不谈到的。
So religion cannot escape from discussing on this topic.
宗教都是叫人做好。
Because religion talk about goodness.
但是 ，but 什么叫做好呢
？What is goodness?
每一个宗教都没有真正的这一个严格的标准。
Every religion does not have their own very strict principle.
对这个宗教好的
，What is good to this religion?
对那个宗教的不大好。
May not be so good to that religion.
对这个宗教不大好的。
What is not so good to this religion?
对别的宗教特别不好。
To other religion is even worse.
有的宗教说不结婚比结婚更好。
Some religion say not to get married is good.
有的宗教说结婚很好。
Some religion will say that to get married is good.
有的宗教说娶三个四个都可以的。
And some religion say it's good to marry three or four.
所以什么叫做好的？
What is good?
你说不是宗教都叫人做好吗？
Isn't all religion teaches to be good?
我说是。
Yes.
宗教都叫人做好。
It teaches us to be good.
什么叫做好？
What is good?
忘记哦。就是这样。那你明白了？
I don't know.
所以就义的原则。
So the principle of righteousness.
宗教家里面都有观念的。
In all religions, they have a concept.
天网恢恢，疏而不漏。
It is loose with heaven and net, but it will not let go.
中国道家的思想。
And Taoism also say that.
中国法家的思想。
And also legalistic system also say that.
都在表达这个公义的观念。
They spread the concept of righteousness.
那么你说中国文化缺乏什么？
And what about this Chinese? What did they realize?
谁执行公义的审判
？Who is the one who executes righteousness?
天网恢恢
，Why the heavenly net is loose?
疏而不漏
，It will lose, but it will not let go.
这个谁收网？我唔知哦。
Who is the one who catch you?
你看到
了吗？
善有善报，恶有恶报。如果不报，时间没到。
Well, there's the retribution for good and there's evil. If you're not retributed because the time hasn't come yet,
谁报
？Who made the retribution? Who enforces?
有一个规律在保。
There's a principle that does it.
这些都是没有本体的宗教。
There is no subjectivity in this teaching.
没有本体的公义的观念。
There is no subjectivity concept of righteousness.
亚伯拉罕是人类历史中间。
Abraham in human history.
第一个
，the first one，
讲出这句话。
He said this.
审判全地的上帝。岂不行公义吗
？God who judges the whole universe doesn't he do righteous？
所以从这三点
，from this three point，
我知道保罗已经提出了一个人类的法律、世界的文化没有办法明白的一件事情。
I know that Paul has mentioned something which by the legal system and the culture of the humankind can understand。
上帝的义
，the righteousness of God。
上帝的义
，the righteousness of God。
人的义可靠吗？
Human righteousness is it reliable?
不可靠。
No.
许多法官。
Many of the judges.
背后收了多少钱？你不
知道。There is so much bribery you may not know.
他们太懂法律的漏洞。
They know so much of loopholes of law.
好的讲成不好。
What is good they talk about is no good.
错的讲成对。
What is wrong they make it right.
这到今天的。
Until today.
苏哈多还有私人法官替他辩护。
So how do still have the private judge to defend him?
这些法官还是讲得侃侃而言的。
And also they talking so righteously.
我真不知道以后他们的收藏是怎么样。
I don't know what would become the end.
我在印尼讲过这两句话。
I've spoken these two statements in Indonesia.
如果那些随便杀人的将军没有被杀，那些随便利用特权掌握大财不义之财的那些大富翁没有被杀。 印尼的经济和道德不会改善。
If those general who murders are not being killed, are being judged, or if those rich men are not being judged, there's no hope for Indonesia.
我说那些不按道德裁员，这个靠着特权发财，我不说 rich men 都要被杀。
And those rich men who have their wealth in an unrighteous way, then they should be judged.
否则的印尼不能够改变。
If not, there's no change for Indonesia.
印尼是如此。
Such is Indonesia.
中国大陆是如此。
The same thing with China.
中国政府不得不要把陈锡同，要把几个厦门在这个走私案的这个江西走私案的这些人，要把他砍头，把他枪毙，要把他对付关进监牢，否则的民心一定反抗。
The Chinese government have to stop to death these people who are corrupted because that's the only way to calm the people.
你看这个是真的吗？
Is that true?
他说是，下决心，下决心。
Yes.
但我告诉你，
But I tell you,
共产党这五十年来从来没有向百姓交代他们的账目。
The communist country has never showed the account to their own people for these 50 years.
你现在找到的可以枪毙，已经死了你怎么枪怎么毙？
And who is alive can shoot them to death. What those who pass away?
没有办法交账。
There's no way you make account the accountable.
只有有一天，
only one day,
上帝的义显明出来的时候，
when the righteousness of God is being revealed,
怒气显明出来的
时候， when God's wrath is being manifested,
全世界受审判。
The whole world will be judged.
这世界的今天不是最后的一天。
The world today is not the last day.
那么上帝为什么不快快解决这些问题？
Why is that God doesn't solve all these problems at once?
上帝如果解决这些问题，连你也被解决掉，怎么办呢？
If God solve all these problems, even you will be condemned.
你看别人很坏很坏的时候，我告诉你，有一些人看你也很坏。
If you see others as bad, I tell you others see you also as bad.
当你被欺负的时候，你发现这个人很坏。
When you are being bullied, you say this man is no good.
当你欺负人感到很舒服。
But when you bully others, you find it's so good.
所以上帝留你的命。
So God leave you alive,
宽容你。
Just to be agree with you.
Tolerate.
To tolerate you.
乃是等到你快点有一点悔改。
So that you repent on one day.
为什么说上帝的义在这福音上显明出来？
Why is that we see that God's righteousness in this gospel is being manifested?
在最后的时候我会提到。
In the final point, we'll say.
但是现在我要与大家谈所谓圣经提到的义到底有哪些意思。
So I want to talk about you what the biblical meaning of righteousness.
至少有五个很大的意思。
At least five great meanings.
圣经里面每次提到义的时候，
every time when the Bible say about righteousness,
一
the first
就提到正直的问题。
Justness.
一个人应当 straight.
A woman is upright or straight.
一个人应当诚实正直。
He must be honest, must be straight.
一个义人就是一个正直的人。
Because a righteous man is an upright man.
我盼望我们不是在这里听听。
We're not talking just to listen.
盼望每次上帝的道，我们听进去以后，就给我们有个改变，给我们一个悔改的机会，给我们一个审查光照，求主赦免悔改的心。
But rather after we heard it, we have to check ourselves that God will give us one more chance to repent.
我们做人不可以弯弯曲曲。
That to be a man do not be crooked.
我们做人要正直。
We must be straight and upright.
是就说是，不是就说不是。
Yes, you say yes. No, you say no.
若是多说，就出于撒旦。
If you add one more to it, it comes from Satan.
我这一生结交的朋友很多。
I have many friends in my life.
但有一些我慢慢疏远他。
But for some, I leave them.
什么时候呢？
Why?
当我发现他不用诚实正直待我的时候，我就把他从我朋友的范围把他勾下。
When I find that they do not deal with me in a righteous way, I'll leave them.
我的同工
，my co-workers，
我的会友
，my members，
我的兄弟
，my brothers，
我的朋友
，my friends，
是谁呢
？Who are they？
就只有一种人
，only one kind，
那是正直的人
，the one who is straight，
实在的人
，a fool，
不跟你玩花样
，the one who are not doing you in a very crooked way，
不跟你耍手段
，they not use all means with you，
不跟你戴假面具
，not put a mask on you，
正直诚实的人
，those are straight and honest，
这个人是义人
，this is a righteous man。
第二
，the second，
圣经讲义到底什么意思
？What's the meaning of the Bible say about righteousness？
义就是待人公平的意思。
He who treats men in a just way.
你可以不可以对有钱的人摇尾巴？
Can you wag your tears to the rich man?
不可以的。
No.
你可以不可以对穷人作威作福呢？
Can you also be very proud to the poor?
不可以的。
No.
你可以不可以对有钱的、有地位的、比你更高的人，就毕恭毕敬，像奴才？
Can Do those who are rich or high position, do they honor them like a slave?
不可以的。
No.
你可以不可以对那些比你更低级、更没有学问、更年轻人随便用你的职权吗？
Do those who are lower than you, can you use only simply your power?
不可以的。
No.
我要学做一种人。
I want to learn to be a kind of person.
What kind
of person?
对人公正。
To be just to others.
所以我坐 taxi 的时候。
So when I ride on a taxi,
我把 taxi 司机当作朋友一样的谈话。
So the taxi driver, I talk to them like friends.
我坐马车的时候。
When I've been a horse cart,
马夫跟我像同样的朋友。
The same thing, I deal them with friends.
当我见到百万富翁的时候。
When I see the rich man,
我也不认为他比我高多少。
I wouldn't feel that he's higher than me.
他是按神的形象造的，我也是按神形象。
Because he created out the image of God, and so am I.
穷人到我教会的时候。
When the poor come to my church,
我照样欢迎他。
I welcome them.
有钱人到我教会的时候。
The rich man come to my church,
我不会对待他特别好。
I would not be specially good to them.
神面前。
Because before the Lord,
人是平等。
Man is equal.
所以当你用这种公正的态度待人的时候。你是义人。
When you use a very just way to deal with all people, you are a righteous man.
第二。
The second.
第三
the third,
圣经里面讲的义人是一个什么样的人
What is the biblical righteousness?
是一个心地圣洁的人
One who is holy in heart
诚信真实
One who is pure in heart
从心灵动机清洁是不能分开
And also who is pure in his motive
没有心机
Without any ulterior motive
没有诡计
Without any crooked way
没有阴谋
Without any conspiracy
他的心是清洁的
His heart is pure
他的本质是圣洁的
His essence is holy.
他懂得尊重神圣的。
You know how to honor something with holy.
懂得尊重那些比他年长的。
Honor those who are elder than him.
他懂得轻看那邪恶的。
And also despise those who are evil.
懂得那些把卑鄙的东西丢弃掉。
And also give away those things who are lowly.
让他可以一生在圣洁的原则和内容里面。
So that in his whole life, in the principle and content of holiness.
过一个得没有得罪良心的生活
He will lead a life without going against his conscience
清心的人有福了
And blessed are those who are pure in heart
因为他们必得见上
Because they shall see the face of God
一个圣洁的动机
A one who has a holy motive
圣洁的生活
Holy life
圣洁的思想
Holy thinking
圣洁的原理
Holy principle
圣洁的行为的人
Holy conduct
这个人是义人
It's a righteous man
这是第三大方面
This is the third thing
第四方面
The fourth
一个义人是一个有真理为思考同行事内容的人。
A one who is righteous has the truth as the conduct, a principle of conduct and also principle of thinking.
如果他责备你
，If he were to rebuke you，
他不是恨你
，He's not hating you，
是为了要你好
，so that you can be good。
为真理的缘故责备你
，for the sake of truth that he rebuke you。
如果他爱你
，If he loves you，
不是想利用你
，not because he want to use you。
为真理的缘故爱你
，for the sake of the truth he loves you。
如果他关心你。
If he were to take concern of you,
不是因为他自作多情
not because he wanted to express his own love,
是为做人有真理的缘故关心
but because there must be a principle to a man, and that's why he take concern of you.
生气的时候
when he get his temper to you,
因为你违背真理会杀生
because you go against the principle of truth.
我已经学会这件事情
and I learned about this.
人不喜欢我，我不会生气
when people dislike me, I will not get angry.
因为他有他的权利嘛
because he has a privilege.
正像我也曾经不喜欢很多人
just like I have disliked many people.
这是我的权利
this my right.
但如果他不喜欢真理
if he doesn't like truth,
我就应当劝他
I must exhort him.
因为他不喜欢我是小事，他不喜欢真理，他是吃亏的。
Because never mind that he dislike me, but if he does dislike the truth, then he is going to lose.
所以真理应当成为我们的思想、我们的信仰、我们生活的内容。
So this truth must be the principle of thinking, the content of our conduct, and we are doing things.
一个有真理的人是一个义人。
A one who has truth is a righteous man.
一个义人是个行真理的人。
A righteous man is one who practices the truth.
第五样
the faith.
上帝的义
the righteousness of God.
第五个范围是什么
the fifth area.
就是对罪的威严。
And also the solemnness of sin.
一个义人看见犯罪的事情。
The righteous man who sees that something was sinful,
他不是妥协，不是姑息。
He's not going to compromise, accommodate.
他会变得严肃起来。
He become very solemn.
他变得威严起来。
He become very solemn and dignified.
他变得很认真、严肃地对待这个事。
And very seriously will deal with this.
一个义人是一个对邪恶不妥协的人。
A righteous man is someone who doesn't compromise with sinful acts.
一个义人是对罪很威严的人。
A righteous man is very serious to sin.
一个义人 是不让黑暗的权势随便蔓延的人。
A righteous man will not allow the power of darkness to spread.
神是义的本体。
God is the subject of righteousness.
圣经说，当上帝责备人的时候
，And that's what the Bible says when God rebukes mankind.
显出他的清正。
It reveals His righteousness.
当上帝审判人的时候
，When God judges people,
就显出他的公义。
It manifests His righteousness.
那些天天跟你抱在一起、滚在一起、开开玩笑、甜的不得了的朋友，你要严严厉开他。
Those friends who just joke with you, embrace you, you want to leave them actually.
那些酒肉朋友、邪恶的、那些犯罪、重义的朋友，你要严严厉开。
Those evil friends who live a very loose life, you must leave them.
那些在你错误的时候，敢很严肃的对你说，你不应当这样做的人，你不要讨厌他，你要尊重他。你要更深一层戒教他。
But when you are in the wrong, those people who rebuke you, you must befriend them.
因为一个义人是从正直到对罪威严是 consistent.
Because a righteous man unto justness and the seriousness of sin, he will be consistent.
这些都是神的本性。
All these are the nature of God.
神是正直的。
God is righteous.
所以正直的人
，so he was just.
他以正直待他。
He will deal them with just righteousness.
诚实的人
，those who are honest，
他以诚实待他。
And God will deal them with honesty.
那个拐弯的人
，those who are crooked，
上帝给他走弯曲的道路。
God will allow them to walk in the crooked way.
神不愿意跟这样人接近。
God would not want to come close to such people.
我们要正直。
We must be righteous.
神是公平的。
God is fair.
神不偏待人。
God will not deal between
him. 他可以使穷人。被提到以王子同坐的地
方 ，so even the poor man can be lifted up to the same, having the same place with the prince.
神是正直的
，God is just and right.
神是公平的
，God is fair.
神是圣洁的
，God is holy.
神就是真理
，God is truth.
神是对罪威严的
，and God is serious sin.
这就是神的义。
All this is the righteousness of God.
现在我来到最后一段了。
Now I come to the final one.
上帝的义在这福音上显明出来，什么意思
？That God's righteousness upon this gospel is manifested. What's the meaning?
三方面。
Three.
基督到人间来。
That Christ coming to man
就是义从天来到世界的一个具体的行动。
That is a righteousness coming to the mankind in a very concrete way.
因为基督是义的本体的人形的表现
，because Christ is the subjectivity of righteousness manifesting himself in humankind。
你说世界上有义人吗
？Is there any righteousness in the world？
有
，Yes。
谁
？Who？
只有一个
，Only one。
哪一个
？Who？
耶稣基督
，Jesus Christ。
他是义者
，He is the righteous one。
当斯提班没有被石头打死以前
，Stephen before he's being stoned to death，
他说：“你们触犯了天使所传的律法。”
You have gone against the law with prescribed of angels.
你们又把那义者，把那圣者，把他钉死在。
Even a righteous one, the holy one, you nail on the cross.
马上用石头把他打死。
And so they stone him to death.
所以这是斯提凡没有死以前为耶稣做的最好的见证。
So this is what that Stephen has borne the best witness of Christ before his death.
他说耶稣是谁
？He said who is Jesus?
Jesus is that holy one.
那个圣者。
Jesus is that righteous one.
那个义者。
So the appearance and the visitation of Christ in the history of mankind.Is the manifestation of the righteous one in our history.
那么，耶稣基督在人世里面彰显的是这个义者在人世当中彰显出来。
The concrete manifestation of the subjectivity of the person of the righteousness in our society.
乃是义的本体在我们的社会内有形有体非常具体的彰显出来。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
第二样。
The second.
上帝的义在这福音上显明出来。
The righteousness of God upon this gospel has been manifested.
什么意思
？What is the meaning?
耶稣不但来到人间
，Not only did Jesus come to man.
耶稣在实践的生活里面，实实在在把一切神本性的公义。都实行出来了。
In his real life, he has manifested and done this righteousness.
你很严肃的
，very seriously，
很谦卑
，very humbly，
很诚心的
，very honestly，
把四本福音念一遍、两遍、三遍、四遍。
He will read the four gospel one, twice, three times, four times.
我相信圣灵会在你的良心的深处告诉你。唯有基督是真正的义者。
I truly believe the Holy Spirit would open your heart so that you know that Christ Jesus is the right only righteous one.
他以义者的身份来到人间。
coming as righteousness, you come to mankind.
那么他做你做我的榜样，过了真正义人实实在在的生活。
And set the example for you and I to live the life of the whole and right righteous one.
上帝的义在这福音上已经显明。
So the righteousness of God upon this gospel has been revealed.
第三点。
The third.
为什么这样说呢
？Why shall we say so？
这一位义者为我们钉在十字架上的时候
，Because this righteous one for our sake when he was nailed on the cross，
担当我们的罪
，He bore sin，
这样罪在他身上的时候
，So when the sin was upon him，
人的审判就临到他
，And God's condemnation come to him，
这就成为义的福音了
，And that is why it become the gospel of righteousness。
基督没有代替我们受死。
If Christ Jesus is not substitute our place to die,
接受律法的咒诅
and to be cursed by the law,
接受上帝的愤怒
and to receive the wrath of God,
接受神对罪的审判
and to the judgment of God to sin,
那我们就没有福音
then we have no gospel.
所以基督的死所成全的福音
so the death of Christ, what he accomplished,
就成全了神的义对人间的要求
and that also accomplished the demand of righteousness in mankind
感谢上
praise the Lord
因为基督的死
because of death of Jesus Christ
代替我们领受上帝义的审判
is substitute and take the place for us to be condemned from the righteousness of God
才从这个咒诅中间被拯救出来
and that's why from this curse of God that we've been saved
这样基督的死才变成我的福音
and that's why the death of Christ become my gospel
当我领受这个福音的时候
When I receive this gospel,
我就领受了神的义在这福音里面彰显出来
That in this gospel I receive the manifestation of the righteousness of God
所以保罗说
And that's what Paul said
这个义在这福音的事情上显明出来
And this righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel
感谢上
Praise the Lord
当你接受福音的时候
When I receive the gospel
你不过听到好消息嘻嘻笑哈哈笑就走了吗
Do you just receive as good news and laugh and go?
你听到好消息
You heard the good news
你感谢上帝赦免我的罪你就走了吗
You praise the Lord to save your sin and then you go
保罗说不是的
Paul say no
你听到上帝的爱
When you heard the love of God
但是你要明白上帝的意
You must understand the righteousness of God
你领受上帝的赦罪
When you receive forgiveness of God
你要知道基督为你定罪
You must know Christ for your sake was nailed on the cross
你领受神的赐福
When you receive the blessing of God
你要知道基督为你受咒诅
You must know Christ for your sake was being cursed
为什么呢
Why?
因为上帝的意在这福音上显明
Because the righteousness of God upon this gospel has been revealed
所以义同爱不再是矛盾
So then righteousness and love is no more paradoxical
义同爱变成调和
Become being a harmonized.
感谢上
Praise the Lord.
每一个明白福音的人
Everyone who understands the gospel.
应当的明白神愤怒的人
Must know the wrath of God.
每一个明白神愤怒的人
He will understand the wrath of God.
他会亲身体会神的赦免何等宝贵
Then personally he will experience how precious is the forgiveness of God.
一个不知道自己是该灭亡的人
A one who does not know that he must perish.
他怎么会尊贵神给他的赦免
How would then he treasure the forgiveness of God?
一个不明白上帝的义的人
和 one who doesn't understand the righteousness of God
他们怎么会明白上帝的爱和那种价值
How can you understand the value of the love of God
所以保罗在第一章就这么讲了
And that's why Paul in the first chapter he said this
上帝的义
The righteousness of God
在这福音上显明
Upon this gospel has been revealed
我问你是基督徒吗
If I were to ask you are you a Christian
你们中间有很多人说是
Many of you will say yes
我问你你接受福音吗
If I were to say have you accepted the gospel
很多人说我已经接受
Many of you say well, I would have
我问你你知道这福音里面有上帝的义吗
If I were to ask you do you know the gospel there's God's righteousness
很多人不知道这个
I know a lot of people wouldn't know
所以上帝的灵感动你来听这个讲座
So God's spirit touch you so they come and listen to this sermon
是你再读这些圣经的时候
So when you read this gospel again
你的观念就不一样
The concept will change.
你会很严肃地看见。
But seriously, you see.
原来对我这么好听的福音。
To such a good gospel as to me.
对基督承受了神的义的审判如何的可怕。
To Christ Jesus is to trembling for the bad righteous judgment of God.
上帝的义。
The righteousness of God.
在这福音上显。
Upon this gospel has been manifested.
义者来。
Because the righteous one has come.
这位来的人是把义行显明出来。
And the one who has come has manifested the act of righteousness.
这位义者行义的结果是为我的罪受义的审判。
And the one who is righteous who has done the righteousness for the sake of righteousness, he was judged by the righteousness.
为我的缘故。
for my sake.
这样上帝的义在这福音上显明。
And that's why the righteousness of God upon this gospel has been manifested.
对我们这些信徒
，so to us the Christians,
有多大的意义
？It's so meaningful.
有多深的感动
？It's such a great teaching of God.
我们低头祷告。
Shall I bow head for prayers?
多深的感动
？It's such a great teaching of God.
我们低头祷告。
Shall I bow head for prayers?